This is an IELTS energy bonus. High level versus low level IELTS grammar.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
You likely know you need linking phrases for IELTS writing, but you may not be aware that you must use these on IELTS speaking as well. Today, we share linking phrases for contrast, as well as invite you to the most exciting grammar course available.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, we're doing a grammar bonus.
Yes, I love a bonus, and especially a grammar bonus.
You guys, we have three high-level transition phrases for you today. We will explain their meaning. It's for contrast, very useful in IELTS speaking and writing. And we will explain how the grammar structures are a little bit different for each of these transition phrases. The reason we want to teach you a special grammar lesson today is because this is a great example of a lesson in our grammar plus speaking skills course. In fact, this grammar comes from that course.
Yes, exactly, right? We teach these transition phrases in our grammar and speaking course. And one of our students that we have both had the pleasure of meeting, participating with in classes, asked about a clarifying question about this grammar. So we're going to share that question with you and the answer. And this is great for IELTS speaking and writing. So yeah, this will be great for you guys. But we want to make sure that you're aware that we have our speaking and grammar course available for you guys. Special deal, 10% off, and the first 10 people in there, what do they get, Jessica? This is a fun competition.
The first 10 people to get into the course this week get a special bonus, how to start the conversation. This is a brand new thing I made, a brand new lesson, and it's topics, vocabulary, examples for how you guys can start connected conversations with new people, with friends, whoever. So you get that for free if you're the first 10 people to get the course. So guys, it's grammar and speaking skills for business English, but of course, this is for everyone. This course is so amazing, you guys. Every single lesson, and it's lifetime access. We need to tell you that too. Every single lesson teaches you grammar structures, has a native interview, and gives you a pronunciation point to practice. Every single lesson. This is all stuff you need for IELTS. So before next Tuesday, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/grammar and use coupon code grammar. It's so fun. Lifetime access. Get it now before the price goes up, right? Get it now. Okay. So the three contrast transition words, what are we talking about?
Okay. Just to list them for you, they are as opposed to, versus, and whereas. And these are very similar, right? We're comparing two things for all three of these, but the grammar is a little bit different. As opposed to and versus, it's very similar, where you have a noun before and after. You're comparing the two nouns.
Yeah.
And then whereas is a little different. It's going to need to be followed by a subject and verb. So we will give you some example sentences of things you might actually say on the speaking exam where you can sneak in these linking phrases to boost your fluency and coherence score.
Because remember, guys, the examiner listens specifically for a variety of linking words and phrases. That is part of your fluency and coherence score. If you don't use a lot of transition phrases, but you're very fluent sounding, you still can't get a high score. You have to use linking words. Same in writing, cohesion, coherence score. as an examiner, I will look specifically just for linking words to give you that score. So guys, this is so important. Verses, that can also be used to join like whole sentences, right? Not just nouns.
Yes, exactly, right? These are very, very useful. Let me give you the first example of somewhere that you could use this on IELTS. So if I've seen a question where you're asked about if you prefer cooking at home or eating out, it's a great where you're comparing the two different things. Use one of these, right? You could say, I love eating out versus cooking at home, which is so much work and so much expense. And then I have to clean up, right?
Yeah, so that's like the structure that Aubrey said at first, right? Noun versus noun. In this case, verb ing is the noun phrase. I like to challenge you guys to try to use this with like a relative clause. Like many IELTS candidates who get sixes don't speak much English versus those who get nines that speak a lot of English.
That's
such a complicated sentence. But to the point is, guys, that these transition phrases can be used in simple ways, more complex ways, but you get all of these rules in the grammar and speaking skills course with examples and pronunciation lessons.
Yeah, you can see why we created the course, right? These are the kinds of things that it's actually a little tricky to teach it all over a podcast or even over one class, right? It's complicated grammar that it's really helpful to then be able to practice it and ask questions and get the details. That's why you have to have a course, right?
So as opposed to, very similar to verses, right? Same meaning.
Yes.
Is the grammar the same as well? Can we use it between two nouns?
Yeah, definitely. For example, if you're asked about household chores, we recently recorded a podcast about this. You might say, I can't stand doing laundry, as opposed to my friend who loves it. She's crazy.
She's crazy. This is a great phrase when you're comparing two people. I find like it's a very commonly used transition phrase when you're comparing two people. Like my sister and I have so much in common. It's like we're almost the same person. There's one difference though. I love to exercise and sweat a lot, as opposed to my sister who totally hates sweating. Which I can't fathom that.
Nice.
So
can see the meaning in the as opposed to, right? We're saying it's in opposition to something else. You're showing that two things are opposites, right?
Yeah.
With a really high level linking phrase.
So whereas has different grammar rules, guys, but the meaning is the same. You are contrasting two things. So to find out about that and more sentence structures, guys, sign up for the grammar course, Grammar and Speaking Skills, allearsenglish.com/grammar. 10% off with coupon code GRAMMAR. And we didn't mention this before, but everyone who signs up, guys, you get 4 live group classes for free. These are so much fun. Vocab, pronunciation, fluency. Aubrey and I love teaching these live group classes. So you get 4 of those for free as well. So sign up before next Tuesday, guys. allearsenglish.com/grammar. Coupon code GRAMMAR.
Yes, those classes are such a great way to meet other students who are learning English at a very high level. Networking, it's awesome. So we'll see you in class, guys.
All right, awesome. Have a good day, Aubrey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.